by the end of 80 minutes. Certainly with team selections, that would seem to be the case.
2015 Rugby World Cup is taking place this month in the United Kingdom, and what you just heard was from the match between South Africa and the United States on Wednesday, which, in the words of Kimball Kerr, who used to play for the U.S. and is now the Director of Operations for Rugby Utah, was tantamount to one-way traffic.
It's one of those issues right now in world rugby that you have what they call Tier 1 countries, which are the South Africas, the Australias, the New Zealands, the Englands, the Frances of the world. And then you have Tier 2 countries, which are the U.S., Canada, Uruguay, and some of these other countries that are trying to professionalize the game within their countries.
Rugby Utah is the governing body for the state and also has sanctioning rights to the Regional Olympics development, which means they are on the lookout for future players of rugby.
If even a tenth of the talent that is in our country begins to compete at a high level on the rugby field, then we're going to be a country that is going to be a force to be reckoned with. But it hasn't quite got there yet.
Rugby was last played in the Olympics in 1924, but will be returning after a 90-plus year absence to the 2016 Olympics in Rio. Owen Power is the president of Utah Youth Rugby, which has been around since 2010. He says Utah has a promising future in rugby and not to rule out the girls.
The Lady Orem Stallions is a really interesting team. They are a girls' high school team. So they will have girls on there that are freshman aged all the way through seniors. They've been the dominant team in the girls' division for the last couple of years. This year they did win the state championships.
Utah rugby is growing faster than other states and has more than 40 clubs. Though there are fewer girl clubs than boys, he says there is a level of enthusiasm in the girls who play rugby and that their numbers are increasing. Owen is from South Africa, and upon relocating to Utah with his family, immediately found a club for his son to participate in and says rugby teaches more than how to play the game.
Rugby itself as a sport is built around the team concept and that we're all in it together. And just by its nature, strangely enough, does encourage character. You need to be fit, you need to be strong, you need to certainly be brave as you play. But at the same time, you realize that you cannot do it on your own. And so you develop a camaraderie with your teammates that is not present in many sports.
The season is spread throughout the year, and he says with kids between the ages of 8 and 14, rugby is the fastest growing sport in America and the second most played sport in the world. Kerr says Utah rugby's goals benefit all of Utah and that today's youths are tomorrow's player that will give South Africa a run for their money.
To try to position Utah strategically within the national landscape to make sure that we remain an epicenter of rugby here in North America. And hopefully we can affect that change not only on a local basis but on a national basis and begin to, within my lifetime or even your lifetime, be able to say, okay, when we do play South Africa, it's going to be a push, one way or the other. No one knows how it might turn out, but that might be another two or three World Cups before that comes around.
Those who are new to rugby will hear words like maul, ruck, and scrum. And while the U.S. may be a couple more World Cups away from being a contender, it appears Utah will, sooner than later, be speaking the language of a game that found its way from across the pond and into the heart of Utah. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.
Just runs out of gas.
No
points for the USA, but they will take something from these opening exchanges.